The latest news from the world of rugby is that number 8, Duane Vermeulen, has been called up to the Springbok squad as a replacement for tight head Kuni Oosthuizen, who sustained a serious injury on Saturday in Dublin when, unfortunately, the Springboks recorded a record loss against Ireland. Joining us on the line is John Goliath. He's a man who speaks matters rugby. John, Duane Vermeulen, I suppose, is a sensible replacement for Kuni Oosthuizen, but is it going to be enough to save this tour of the Springboks in on the Northern Hemisphere? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Africa. I think you say a sensible replacement. It's not really a prop replacing, number eight replacing a prop, but probably a replacement that the box need at this point. It was a horror show on Saturday night. I probably think one of the worst performances I've ever seen the box dish out. They were just lackluster. And maybe a guy like Vermeulen with his experience maybe can come in and maybe add a spark. But, you know, I don't think that's going to be enough. I think the problems are deeper in terms of the coaching staff, in terms of selection in general, you know, the game plan. You know, there's just too many things wrong at this point and not going for them at the moment. And I think, you know, they're coming up against France. Very unpredictable team. You know, one day they can beat the All Blacks. Other day they can maybe lose to a team like Japan. So, you know, if France pitch up this weekend and then we've got games against Italy and Wales to come here, this could be a nightmare tour.
All right. So we are playing France this Saturday in Paris. What would be the one, two, three things that you think SA Rugby needs to get right within the next 5 days if we have any hope in hell of winning against France on Saturday?
I think selection is going to be key. I think for most of this year, Alistair Couture has stuck with with the same fullback, same halfback combination, basically. Same outside centre. I think there needs to be changes. First of all, I think you brought exciting guys on tour, like Awarik Galant, you know, a promising player like Lucanio Arm, and those are the positions that need to be refreshed. Also, you know, there's also an issue I think in the midfield, the centres wise, where we have no creativity, we have absolutely no spatial awareness. Where to attack from, our kicking game is poor. There's just so many things wrong at the moment, and with a 5 day turnaround, you can also see the box are sort of in between game plans. They don't know should they kick or should they run, and at the moment they're doing neither of them well. So it's an absolute shocker at the moment the way they are going on, and I think the coaching staff and needs to take a lot of responsibility for all of this.
Something that was brought up quite a lot on my show yesterday morning right here on Cape Talk was the captaincy. People believe that the captain we have at the moment is not the right man to be leading the charges.
Well, he's a standing captain, but I mean, over the last, he's been in charge of our two biggest defeats this year as a captain. I mean, Warren Whiteley got a lot of plaudits in June when he led the team against France, and it was very good. I mean, we all know the Lions, his man management style, and also he's got a good head on his shoulder. Eben Etzebet, as people would rightly say, I don't think is a true. He's an experienced player, but I think, you know, the captain, he's not a real captain in terms of tactical nous, when to keep guys calm, because I think he's one of the first guys whose heads have dropped when they've been standing behind the poles. We saw it in Albany in the 57-0. We've seen it again now this weekend, and you know, when things don't go for them, his head tends to drop, and that's really disappointing. But I mean, as a player, you can't fault his commitment and his heart. I mean, even on Saturday, you know, he played well, but you know, I don't think he's got that ability to G a team up like a John Smith used to do, or you know, with standing and looking a guy in the eyes under the poles and say, look here, this game is not over, we can still go back. I don't think he's got that ability, but obviously he's still a fabulous player.
Speculation is rife that SA Rugby will have no choice whatsoever but to replace Alistair Couture as coach, and that announcement could come as early as December. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it looks like it's inevitable that that is definitely going to happen. But it's really sad. I mean, Alistair Coetzee, obviously he deserves to be blamed because he's in charge of the team. But as a whole, we have to also SA Rugby needs to take some responsibility for this. I mean, over the last few years, I mean, the decline of the BOC team over the last few years have been shocking. They didn't have the foresight to see the player drain. Only now they've making plans for central contracts and things like that. So our best players are currently playing overseas, not eligible to play for the BOC. And we've had this issue now where players at Super Rugby level aren't been given proper chances to play, and then they get picked for the and then they don't get picked for the national team, despite them having a lot of talent. And also the transformation issue where a lot of good black players aren't being picked, while others are being picked and failing, and then that people are blaming transformation for the boxers' woes instead of selections wise. So it's been horrible for South African rugby, and I think Alistair Coetzee is going to get the axe in December, but I mean SA Rugby needs to pull themselves together, otherwise. We're going to remain the laughing stock of international rugby for quite some time.
Which is something we cannot afford. Thank you very much, John Goliath. He's the rugby editor for Kwese ESPN.